countrywide on RTE Radio 1. Sponsored by Caller Gas, celebrating 80 years, bringing energy to Ireland's homes and businesses.
Now, as we all know, the marts are at the heart of Irish agricultural life, both economically and socially. They've reopened in recent times, and from Monday, it'll be mandatory for those attending to wear masks. Dr. Madeline Nidolig is one of a group of GPs in practice in Castlereagh, County Roscommon. The mart is very important to her town. Indeed, I've passed it many times. But Madeline has seen cases of COVID-19 in the community, in local meat factories and in nursing homes, and she joins me now. Good morning, Dr. Madeline.
Good morning, Marty.
Why is it so important to wear masks at the mart?
Well, we know that mask wearing is extremely important because it protects the wearer and it protects the person with whom they're conversing. The farmers locally, I've seen evidence of it, take this pandemic extremely seriously, and they really do understand infectious disease through their own work. So I think that we just need to remind everybody that mask wearing is imperative, that coupled with hand washing and social distancing, we can really, really reduce the numbers and reduce our own risks. The age profile of the farmers, particularly down in the west of Ireland, is a problem, and it is an increased risk for these people who, if they contract COVID-19, it will have quite an adverse effect on them. So it's important to remind everyone, mask wearing, hand washing and physical distancing.
Now, younger farmers may feel that they're not likely to suffer much even if they do contract COVID-19 and may wonder why they need to wear them.
And yes, younger people we know are less likely to have adverse effects from COVID-19 and in fact may be asymptomatic. And I think that's the particularly worrying thing. If you are an asymptomatic carrier, you can be spreading the disease without knowing. And we have to remind our young farmers that it is really important that they protect their older colleagues. And so by wearing masks, physically distancing and hand washing, they're protecting the more vulnerable in their cohort. And I think it's a really good idea to remind each other, you know, if somebody's standing a little too close, they're not wearing a mask, not to be afraid, say, look, would you mind putting on a mask? Things are still pretty bad around here. Mm-hmm. We need to remind each other and support each other without judgment.
Now, lots of farmers, as we know, they often work alone. They may feel less at risk of COVID-19, but they're vulnerable to the worst impact of the disease because of their age profile as well.
That's absolutely correct. And we know that that age is a factor. If you've diabetes, if you've got heart disease, if you've got lung disease associated with smoking, or if you've got asthma, you are at increased risk. It only takes one contact. And so when you're at the mart, you're out about in the community, if you touch a surface that may be contaminated, you need to wash your hands. You need to try and make sure that you don't put your hands to your face. And if you're wearing a mask, that you fit it correctly, that it's comfortable, and you don't touch the front of your mask once it's on.
Mm. Now, your practice, Dr. Madeline, has dealt with COVID-19 cases, which was something you expected in this pandemic. But you didn't expect to see so many young people. What have been the issues that have impacted on them?
Well, I think young people have borne the brunt of this pandemic massively. They have seen their schooling disrupted, their exams disrupted, their social lives and sporting lives absolutely decimated. So as we emerged from the full lockdown, we could definitely see that young people were suffering, an increased amount of young people were suffering from anxiety and from social anxiety in particular. So those that already had issues with regard to social anxiety were found that their symptoms were much more enhanced. And so it's really important as adults and older people in their lives to reassure them, to support them, and to, you know, at least try and let them see that there will be light at the end of this tunnel. We will come out of this gradually. We need to give them good examples. But if there is a young person in your life that you feel is struggling, do call your GP. We know what to do. We know where to send them. Jigsaw.ie are a great resource. And also, we're very lucky in Roscommon to have a great child and adolescent mental health service under Dr. Tindall in Roscommon Town.
Good advice indeed. Thank you so much, Madeline. That was Dr. Madeline Nidalig from Castlereagh in County Roscommon.